The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus summoned the 12 and began to send them out in pairs, giving them authority over unclean spirits. And he instructed them to take nothing for the journey except a staff, no bread, no haversack, no coppers for their purses. They were to wear sandals, but he added, do not take a spare tunic. And he said to them, if you enter a house anywhere, stay there until you leave the district. And if any place does not welcome you and the people refuse to listen to you, as you walk away, shake off the dust from under your feet as a sign to them. So they set off to preach repentance, and they cast out many devils and anointed many sick people with oil and cured them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to Jesus, both now and forever. Amen. Today is the 15th Sunday of Ordinary Time. Coincidentally, today is also the 15th day of July. One theme common to all the readings of today's celebration, as I have seen it, is God's choice and purpose for us as his disciples. God's choice and purpose for us as his disciples. This simply points to both the missionary nature of the church and of our calling as disciples of Christ, as Christians. The readings remind us that God's choice of us was not a product of chance, but a deliberate one. Thus, today the church provides us a great opportunity to ask ourselves these very important questions. One, what is God's purpose for choosing me as his disciple? Secondly, am I fulfilling the purpose for choosing me? In the first reading, we saw that God chose a poor farmer, Amos, to go and prophesy in the northern kingdom of Israel. God had a purpose for this. He knew there were prophets there. However, they were not his choice. Why? Because they had compromised their calling. They were corrupt, and they were distracted by materialism. So they no longer delivered justice or spoke the truth. Instead of speaking for the poor and the oppressed, they spoke for their pockets, they spoke for their accounts, and they spoke for their stomachs. Hence, in their place, God chose Amos. In spite of the oppositions and challenges he faced from the professional and paid prophets, Amos fulfilled God's purpose for choosing him. He was not tainted by the corruption and materialism of his time. In the second reading, we saw Paul reminding us that God chose us in Christ. He equally reminds us of the reason why he chose us, and that is to be holy and spotless and to live through love in his presence, that we should become his adopted children. This is the remote purpose of God's choice of each one of us. As the Catechism will always teach us, God made us to know him, to love him, and to serve him. If we do not compromise this primary purpose, then we shall become wonderful disciples and instruments for his mission. So, as no disciple lives for himself alone, the secondary purpose of God's choice of us is to reach out to others. That is, to develop a missionary spirit. Together, dear friends, these are the ultimate purpose of God for choosing all of us. In today's gospel, St. Mark highlights Christ's choice and purpose for his discipleship. Christ called his disciples and strengthened their faith through his teachings and miracles. In other words, he took time to prepare and nourish them spiritually. Afterwards, he sent them out as missionaries to preach to others. That is, mission to their community and to the whole world. Through this mission ad intra becomes the foundation for mission ad extra. This simply means building our faith in Christ and living a holy life in him. It can also mean developing a missionary spirit to others, encountering them, and having experience of them according to the mind of Christ. In order to help his disciples to succeed and not lose focus of this purpose, Christ instructed them on how to go about their mission. Of course, he knew the power and influence of materialism, and that any soul trapped by it will definitely lose focus of his mission. That was why he instructed his disciples against it, as we saw in the gospel reading. The question is, disciples, did they obey the instruction of their master Jesus? Yes. Obeying instruction of Jesus is a sure means of fulfilling his purpose for choosing us as his disciples. Whereas neglecting it is the easiest way of losing focus. So we must certainly remind ourselves that God chose us for a purpose, and so strive to achieve it. We have a mission to live as children of God. Realization of our dignity as children of God should change our outlook of life. We are to be children filled with love. Love of God and love for one another. We are to respect our brothers and sisters in Christ, in quote, for the sake of God. As God's children, we are called to live a life of absolute trust in the goodness of our Heavenly Father, who knows what is best for all of us. The realization that we are the children of God should bring us a great comfort, should bring us peace and joy, even in our worst situations and moments of life. And lastly, we have a mission to grow in divine adoption. It is in the church, principally through the seven sacraments, that our divine adoption is made possible. We are chosen by God in Christ, baptized into his death and his church, healed by his forgiveness as we receive in the sacrament of penance, and nourished at the Eucharistic table during the Holy Mass. Today, when we gather as his adopted children at this table of Christ's sacrificial banquet, we can rightly address God as our divine Father and ask him for the special anointing of the Holy Spirit that will give us the light to grow daily in the true spirit and practice of our divine adoption. There is a song I like singing that will help us to invoke the power of the Holy Spirit so that this mission of being a disciple can be accomplished in our lives. If you know the song, you can join me. The song says, there is a call comes ringing all the restless wave. Send the light, send the light. There are souls to rescue, there are souls to save. Send the light, send the light, send the light. The blessed gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine forevermore. Let us not grow weary in the work of love. Send the light, send the light. Let us gather jewels for a crown above. Send the light, send the light, send the light. The blessed gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine forevermore. That is our prayer today, through Christ our Lord. Amen.